Jesus, Jesus. Brother George, would you turn in Isaiah chapter 12 and read verse 2 for me, would you? Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. I was thinking a while ago when Brother Jason opened up the service and talking about being a light for Jesus. Being a light. It's not the great big things you do.
That's right.
It's being a light.
Being a light.
Now suppose this was a candle. Look up here just a minute. Suppose this is a candle. And that little flame right there. It's pitch dark in here. You could light that little fella right here. You'd have enough light to get through this church. One little light. One little flame.
Yes.
Well, what about it, little flame? I don't sing. I don't preach. Well, what do? I just let my light shine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You might think that you're insignificant and you don't have much to give, but you're a light for Jesus.
Right.
You might not preach. You might not play music. You might not sing, but you can be a light for the Lord. Your little bit of influence goes a long way. Woo! Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read that loud there.
Behold, God is my salvation.
Yes.
I will trust and not be afraid.
Woo.
For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation.
Jesus. I want to deal this morning on God's great salvation. God's great behold. Means to stand up and take note. God, about, he said, God is my salvation. I will what? Trust. And what? Not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, the self-existent eternal one, is my strength. He's my song. He also has become my salvation. Praise the Lord. Woo! Now Hebrews 2 and 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You want me to read it to you in the Greek? Hallelujah. The original Greek manuscript reads, how shall we flee away and find refuge and find security and find safety if we neglect so great a salvation? That word neglect means to treat lightly, to be careless, to disregard, not take it to heart. How shall we find security? How can we find a place of refuge if we neglect this great salvation? How many's glad you're saved this morning? Praise the Lord. I found a refuge. I found a shelter in Jesus. My Lord. Hallelujah. God's great salvation is by far the greatest thing ever that you'll find in your whole life. Is to be saved. It's the most important thing in all of the world is to be saved and to know that you've got God living inside of your heart.
Amen.
Now, in the Old Testament, I'm going to try to teach us this morning. In the Old Testament, you know what the word salvation means?
Bless him, Lord.
What does it really mean? The word salvation in all of its forms is recorded 525 times throughout our Bible. The Hebrew word for salvation in the Old Testament is Yeshua. Jesus saves. Even in the Old Testament. Yeshua.
Have your way, Lord.
It means to save, to heal, to deliver, to come to the aid of and the help of. In that word is healing. In that word is welfare. It means to preserve and to keep and to bring victory. Everything you will ever need in your life, both now and in the future, is wrapped up in Yeshua. God is salvation. Hallelujah to the Lord. It's His will to save. It's His will to heal. I'd ask Brother Scotty this morning, a long road, many miles to the hospital and back. Does God heal? Does God bring good reports? Does God deliver? You better believe He still answers prayer. He still hears the cry of His children. And He saves. And He heals. And He delivers. Praise the Lord. Woo! He'll come to the aid of. I said He'll come to your aid. Hallelujah. To help you in the time of trouble.
Yes.
Woo! Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. I feel the Lord this morning. I don't have to fear, Sister Carla. I don't have to be afraid in this life. I've got the Lord on my side. Hallelujah. Woo! My Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, how many remembers in the New Testament it was a talking about Jesus, the angel of the Lord, appeared unto Mary. You're going to have a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. It come time for Mary and Joseph to bring that little baby into the temple to present him to the Lord. There was an old man named Simeon inside of that temple. He was a just man and devout. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, you will not see death until you see the Lord's Christ. And he was led by the Spirit into the temple, and there was Mary and Joseph, and Mary held little Jesus in her arms. He reached over by the Holy Ghost and picked up that little child, God's only begotten Son. He said, now Lord, let me depart in peace. He said, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Hallelujah. Can you praise him this morning? My eyes have seen God's gift and the salvation of the Lord. I'm telling you, it ain't God's will that any die lost and perish. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Mine eyes have seen Him. John the Beloved said, our hands have handled Him. We have felt Him. We looked upon Him. And we've heard Him with our own ears. Well, praise the Lord. This eternal life that was with the Father and came down and was revealed unto us. He is the Savior. And He's the Redeemer of mankind.
Amen.
Woo! To save and to heal. Glory to God. I remember when I was, Mom and Dad, I don't remember. Mom and Daddy told me, they told me several different times, since when you was 4 years old, you had your tonsils taken out. They could not stop the bleeding. Blood profusely. Same thing to her. Isn't that amazing now? I was bleeding to death, and the doctor told him, said, we cannot stop the blood. 4 years old. Praise God. My dad, Mom was a crying. And my aunt, my dad's oldest sister, said, Junior, said, there's somebody down there that knows the scripture in Rieger Funeral Home. And said, they're able to pray and use that scripture in Ezekiel 16:6. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, live. And when thou wast polluted in thine own blood, I said, live. And Daddy got on the phone and called Rieger, and they began to pray down there, quoting that scripture. The blood stopped. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Come on. Hallelujah to the Lord. I was a little boy. I don't remember the age. I got somewhere on a CD. I sat down. I took my digital recorder and I said, Mom and Dad, I want you to tell me every story that you can remember. And I got it on CD. They told me stories about me and a little tot, you know, the good times and the bad times and how God come through and God worked miracles and answered prayers and stuff. I got that on a CD. I had measles. had a temperature of 106, both lungs filled with pneumonia in my chest. I had needles, Dad said, in both arms and both feet, giving me fluids and giving me antibiotics and stuff. Thought I was going to die. 106 temperature. Sometimes I think it's just about like what Jesus says, Simon, Satan had desire to have you.
Yes, that's right.
They sift you as wheat, take you down.
That's right.
I mean, there's something about in the spirit world that the devil knows, and the powers of hell and all these old evil spirits, they know when the call of God's upon you.
Man, that's right.
They know when God's moving in your life and God's got a work for you to do, and he'll try to hinder it and stop it. Come on, it ain't Tommy Romans the devil wants to stop.
That's right. Come on.
It's the call of God and the anointing of God, the preaching, the teaching, and the singing. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, he'd like to take me down to hell. But listen, any time that he can discourage you, any time that he can hit you with some kind of an affliction or a trial to get you to doubt God, come on, he'll do that. Just like I told Brother Earl this morning, I said, if our trials only lasted like for 2 or 3 weeks, Brother Jason, that's one thing. But when it drags on week after week and month after month and you fight something and you're up against it, my Lord, the devil lures you. The devil discourages you. He tries to make you dismayed and make you weak. I'm telling you, but God is my salvation. In due time, he'll bring us out. Raise your other hand. I said, in due time, the Lord will hear and he'll answer. Praise the Lord. Could you imagine this day, Brother Scotty? Back when you was fighting and struggling and weak and driving to the hospital when you didn't even feel like going. Unlocking the door of that little storehouse down there, filling up the bags with groceries, hallelujah, and canned foods and turkeys and ham. And what was it, 80-some thousand pounds of food in 1 year that you passed out to that neighborhood up there in Wayne, West Virginia. People coming out of those hollers, coming up and needing food to eat. And God had a man that loved the Lord and said, God, you gave me this work to do. 18 long years he was faithful. I'm telling you, it pays to go when you don't feel like going. God will give you strength and God will help you to keep on. And the Lord looks down and says, I'm going to give you more time. I'm going to add years to your life because you've been faithful. And I praise him, church, if we'll do what God's called us to do and be faithful. He'll save, he'll heal, and he'll deliver. Hallelujah. Woo! My wife, 10 years of age, was it? 15. 15 years of age. Went in to have her tonsils taken out. Got in her and cut an artery in her throat. Bleeding, squirting out against the wall from her bed. They could not stop the blood. Brought every towel and every washcloth they had in the room and everything, brought it in to dry the blood. You can see in her throat right here where they put a tube in her for her to breathe. Blood squirting out her mouth. Lord have mercy. They told my mother-in-law and father-in-law, we've done all that we can do. We cannot stop the blood if you want to spend time with her. My mommy-in-law came in being a preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ, having the gift of healing in her hands. She come in there in merry motion. They couldn't stop the blood, and she went like this for a pencil and a piece of paper. And my mommy-in-law handed it to her, and Mary wrote on it, anoint me. Anoint me. Glory to God. Her mother anointed her with oil and prayed over her in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Got down and praying. Mary, she couldn't talk. The respirator in her throat. And she motioned for the pencil again. Give me the paper again. Handed a paper to her. And she wrote again. Do it again, mommy. Pray. Pray for me again. I'm telling you, you. If you prayed one time and you don't see the answer, don't quit praying. I said, don't give up. My Lord, the answer will come, and it's in the name of Jesus. No salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm telling you, the same Savior that saves the soul, he can heal the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo. Glory. Sweet Jesus. Nothing can limit my Lord. Nothing can hold back a hand of God. She rode on there again. My mommy anointed her. Mommy-in-law anointed her again with oil in the name of Jesus. She said, now, Lord, you can take her. She's yours if you want. Says, but I would that you would leave her with me. And I expect the nurses or doctors to come running out and telling me within an hour that she's all right. My mommy-in-law hadn't even slept for hours and hours. Stayed up hours. Went out there and laid down and went to sleep, and a nurse kind of running out there and shook her and said, hallelujah, within 1 hour, said that prayer did something we could not do. I said that prayer did something that we could not do. Can I tell you, it still works when you call on Jehovah. There's no other salvation. Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
She's here this morning playing the music and singing. The devil would have liked to have took her out and stopped this right here.
Right.
They would like to stop everybody from working for God.
That's right.
Everybody. Come on now.
Right.
Look.
Amen.
I'm a trophy of His grace and His mercy.
Praise be to God.
Devil had his way. He'd have took me out. They'd have laid me in a little small coffin on a hillside. Somebody loved me. Somebody loved me. Mommy and Daddy loved me, but there's one greater than Mom.
Right.
One greater than Dad. And said, because you called on me, I'll make a minister out of him. Because you raised him right and you taught him right, I'll make something good out of his life. I'll give him something to praise me about.
Get away, Lord.
Woo, woo.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Yeshua. Jesus saves.
Jesus saves. Amen.
Now, fast forward. Over to the New Testament. The Greek word for salvation in the New Testament is soterion. Soterion. Which also means to save and to rescue. To deliver from the enemy.
Yes.
My. To bring into safety. And to preserve both body and soul. In that New Testament, word salvation means to save from the power of sin. To save from the presence of sin. To save from the penalty of sin. And even to rescue from the presence of sin.
Yes,
praise the Lord. I said the Lord will keep you if you want to be kept. There's a power all around us, the evil influence of this world. But salvation is greater. I said the Holy Ghost, Jesus, is greater than sin. My Lord.
Glory.
So does God want you saved?
Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Does he want to heal you?
Amen.
We got a testimony right back there. I'm going to shout it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there hope for me? Is there hope for you? Are you battling something? You're in this congregation and you're worried about the future and you're looking out in the head of you and the spirit of fear is on you. The Lord's saying this morning, trust in me and be not afraid. I will be your salvation.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Yes, he'll save you. And he'll heal you. Will he deliver us from evil and the power of the enemy? Yes. Will he rescue us when we're in trouble? 1,000 times yes. Salvation is of the Lord. I'm telling you, it pleases God for you to get in a hard place. That's when he really can show forth his power. It's when you get up against it. Hallelujah. And there ain't no hope. And it looks hopeless to you. That's when God gets the most glory. It's when the battle gets the hottest. Hallelujah. When the battle is the hardest for you, that's when God likes to move.
Thank you, Lord.
He gets the glory then. We don't.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, I couldn't heal myself. I could not save myself, but he did. Man, oh man. I'll tell you, if I could fix it, I would, but I can't. So, but he did. He fixed me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Will he help us and succor us in the time of need? God's salvation is full of power to keep and to sustain and to hold you up. God's salvation will not let you go down. It will not let you sink. It will not let you fall. Praise the Lord. He's bigger than that. Can you say, my salvation God gave me is bigger than that? Bigger than any mountain. David said in Psalms, we're going to go somewhere. I'm just laying a springboard here. Psalm 13:5. But I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation.
Yes.
I'm going to rejoice.
Amen.
I trust you, O Lord.
Glory.
And when you move, I will let everybody know it.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He is become my salvation. He's my hope. He's my way through. He's my way over. Ain't you glad of that? He's my way up. Praise the Lord. I've been to rock bottom, Sister Carla. I've been flat on my face before. But the Lord wasn't done with me. Those big long arms of God reached down. And he lifted me back up and said, come on, son. I'm your Savior. Praise the Lord. So what are you saying, David? Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. I shall not be moved. David, come over here and tell him. Here, David. I've got problems. I'm battling in my mind. You all don't know the mind battles. David said. You ever had them?
Yeah.
My battles. My enemies are many. And David said they're lively and strong. My gosh. They hate me with cruel hatred. They'd like to take me out. They'd like to keep me from my kingship. They'd like for me to lay my heart down, quit singing. You don't know. The mind battles. They hate me with cruel hatred.
Yes.
The devil would like to see me go down and fall. He'd like to steal my victory. He'd like to take away my song.
Yeah.
He would like to make me stop praising the Lord and worshiping him. In the hardest times, listen, in our life, that's the hardest time to praise the Lord and to worship him. But like Brother Jason said, we give them yet yada praise for all that he's done. That's when we look back and say, Lord, everything that you've done and brought me through, I'm going to praise you. Woo! I'm a suffering now, but the God of my yesterday is the God of my today, and he'll take me end of tomorrow. Can you praise him? I said he is. Behold, God is my salvation.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
You got more to say, yeah. I'm up against it. Nobody knows the pressure that I'm under and the fears I face. You know, a lot of times husbands will hide it from their wives and wives will conceal it from their husbands because they don't want them to worry. It's true.
Yes.
We battle. And only God knows that fear, that worry, that care is out of your heart. Amen. You don't know the pressure I'm under. The fears that I face. I'm struggling in my mind. And we're calling him back.
Yes.
I'm struggling in my very soul. This trial, y'all don't understand it so hard. But I've been here before. I've been here before.
Been here before.
Many times. But I tell you, the Lord is my salvation. I've been here before and I've learned to wait on God and to trust him, and he's always brought me through. Sometimes, Brother Jason, waiting is the hardest battle we have.
Yeah, amen.
Wait on him. We wait on him. I'm still waiting.
Still waiting.
God, I need help.
Yeah.
Lord, I need you to work this out.
Amen.
I'm weary with it. Lord, I'm so tired. I prayed. I've told you probably 100 times. I've explained it to you. Oh, God, would you move for me? Oh, Jesus, would you move for my husband? Move for my wife? Move for my kids? Move for my family? Lord, we're up against it.
Amen.
And we wait.
That's the truth.
I'm telling you, and I promise you this morning, you keep trusting the Lord and keep on waiting, and you'll see the arm of salvation work.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God loves to work when nothing else will. Money can't fix it. The doctor can't heal it. Come on, the lawyer can't set it right. But I know somebody that is working for our benefit. He'll make us prosper.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The Lord is my salvation. So what time I'm afraid, David is saying. What time this thing's tore me up. I'm going to keep on praising. I'm going to keep right on singing.
Amen.
I ain't going to lay my heart down.
Amen.
I'm not laying it down. Family, friends, foes, and the devil will not stop praising him. I feel the Lord all over me this morning. Raise your little hand and praise him. I trust you and I wait upon the God of my salvation. Jesus, I will trust in his mercy. I will praise his word. Hallelujah. He's exalted his word above his name. That can't be. Read it. Read it. The word of the living God has got life in it. There's spirit and power in the word of the living God. Jesus came down, was the word made flesh. I'm telling you, he's greater than any name in this world. This morning. Woo! Hallelujah. Give him a hand clap. My God is bigger. My God is greater. Woo! What a Savior. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
I'm awaiting upon the Lord, and my deliverance is coming. Okay, Job, your turn. Can you sit down, David? Come here, Job. I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm just trying to make it so personal. What would he tell us, really and truthfully, if Job came and visited us this morning?
Amen. That's right. Yes.
What would he say to us?
Glory to God.
Man. Tell us, Job. You've suffered. You've suffered pain. Probably nobody could ever describe you've suffered it.
Yes.
You lost it all, Brother Job, great patriarch. It wasn't fair. In one sense, the devil to treat you that way and to come and cause a wind to smite the four corners of the house where the elder brother was and where they were feasting. I'm going to tell you something. It's one thing, listen, it's one thing to have the devil come at you one direction. But when you're getting pounded from every direction in your mind,
right,
you're so weary and you're so tired. It's coming this way. It's coming that way. You face it. You look back. The Job said, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, when he hath tried me, when the trial is over, hath tried me, I shall come forth. As gold. It'll not always be this way. The tables are going to turn.
Amen.
I said the tables are going to turn.
Amen.
It looks like the devils are ruling now. It looks like he's in full control now. Hey, the Bible said that wind from the wilderness smote the four corners. That lets me know it was a tornado. It spun right around that house, tore the roof off, caved the walls in. Seven sons and three daughters were taken out. What would you do? What would you face? What would you say?
Yes.
David kept a mental attitude, or Job did. He kept a mental attitude. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away.
Blessed
be the name of the Lord. I may not understand it, but he does. It's just a trial. Can I tell you, none of us has suffered like Job has. It's just a trial. All the days of my appointed time, tell us, Job. He said, all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change comes. It's going to change. God's going to change the situation. Woo! I may be down now. I may be covered with sore boils. And I might be sitting in a pile of ashes. And the devils are telling me, I got you. Oh, won't you curse your God and die? Oh, won't you turn your back on him? Oh, look what God's done. God's done it to you. And God don't like you. God's chastening up on you, Job. You've sinned. It's because of the sins of your youth. And God's against you. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Because the Lord said, my righteous servant Job was a perfect man, and he was upright, and he eschewed evil, and he was righteous. Can you praise the Lord? Woo! Our trials, our afflictions, our sufferings, it ain't all because we've done wrong or we've sinned. No, it ain't. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. No, it ain't.
Glory.
Devil will hit you with something. And look at your teacher.
Y'all see it?
Glory to God.
Devil will hit me with something. First thing out of the mouth of the devil, and he's got a voice. He said, somewhere you missed it.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
You didn't do right. You sinned.
God have
you. And I'm telling you, if you listen to those voices, listen to me real close. You listen to those voices. The devil knows. He knows better, Sister Carla, to come when you're up on the mountain. You're just, oh Jesus, I feel you. I praise you. Brother John, is you standing right there? Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you. I can't hardly wait to go to heaven. You know, it's one thing when you're up on top of a mountain. Well, the devil knows better to come at you and tempt you with anything and lie to you.
Right.
He knows better. Now, well, you'd slap his face off.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, you would. You see, you get out of here, you're a liar, you know you are. But when you're going through something, and it's really bothering you, you're suffering.
Glory to God.
Seems like you're losing ground. It shouldn't be going this way, God.
I'll have your way, Lord.
What have I done wrong?
What have I done?
Praise be to God.
Job says, or the devil says to God, as he presented himself with the sons of God, he said, you've got a hedge all around, Job. I can't even touch him. That let me know that the devil knows when you're prospered. He knows exactly when he visits your house and when he visits your property and the walls around yours. He knows when God's hand's up on you. The devil saw God's hand and God's protection and hedge around Job. He said, take the hedge down and I'll cause him to curse you to your face.
That's right. Come on, bro.
The Lord gave him permission. What was the trial for? In the end, it was to show the devil that God had more power. And God was going to defeat Satan in Job's life and bring him out and restore him. I got confidence that he'll keep right on serving me. Can you praise him this morning? I don't know what you're going through or what you're battling. Come on. Hallelujah to the Lord. But the Lord's going to bring you out. He'll bring you through. And he'll prove to the devil that you're a child of God. Well, praise the Lord. I still belong to the Lord. Well, glory. I'm His when I'm in trouble. I said I'm His when I am afflicted. I still belong to the Lord this morning. He can't have me, Brother Jason. He cannot take me down. It's just a trial. I'm a coming out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you.
He lost his wealth. He lost his health. His precious friends, he thought he had, blamed him. Supposed to be in his comforters, they dug him deeper. Oh, God. You see, it's because, you know how Satan defeats us a lot of times? Because we don't understand.
Yeah.
We don't grasp the spiritual significance of what's going on. We don't just grasp it right yet.
Right.
Now, listen. But when you know you're in the will of God, you're doing the best you can. You've got power to stand and say, I don't care what happens.
Hallelujah.
God's going to have the last say.
Amen.
He's bringing me out.
That's right. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Man. He's going to deliver.
That's right.
He's going to save.
Glory to God.
If I hold on. Hallelujah to God. Is God merciful?
Yes.
You better believe he is.
Yes.
Does he still care and come to the rescue and help the afflicted? Oh, yes.
Praise be to God.
Can he heal? Yes. Can the Lord restore and renew?
Yes.
Praise be to God.
Your life sometimes might feel like it's in a pile of ashes. But God can raise you right up out of it. You give me beauty for ashes.
Thank you.
No oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
And the joy of God will keep me. Job 22:29. When men are cast down, go ahead and tell them. Job's talking here. Job says, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. Woo, that's in there.
Lifting up.
How do you know, brother? I can promise you there is a lifting up.
Amen.
Hold on. You might be low right now.
Hallelujah.
There's a lifting up. There's a lifting up. There's a restoring. There's a renewing. Hallelujah. Glory. And that ain't all. That ain't all what he said. There's a lifting up and he shall save the humble person. Don't turn bitter. Don't give up. Don't develop an attitude in your trial. There is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Job 13:16, he also shall be my salvation. The Lord has restored me and gave me back double what I had. Can you imagine that? 7,000 sheep now turned to 14,000.
Wow.
Great day. What a pastor feel. Goodness sakes. 3,000 camels is now 6,000. 500 yoke of oxen is now 1,000. That ain't all. I'm telling somebody right here this morning, hold on, hold on, hold on. Man, I felt that. Brother Jason, God's telling us the best is yet to come.
Hold on.
Praise be to God.
The best is yet to come. You don't see it right now. You can't feel it right now. It's coming.
Glory to God.
It's coming. 7 sons and 3 daughters has now turned into 14 sons and 6 daughters. Well, he didn't do that. Well, yes, he did. The Lord took that precious family. Now listen, Job sacrificed every day for his children and prayed for them.
That's right, brother. Come on.
They died here, but the Lord took those 7 sons and 3 daughters into heaven. Because somebody knew how to sacrifice. Wave your hand to God right now.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
And he gave him another 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Yes, he did.
My Lord. Holy God.
Yes, it be God.
When it's the darkest, that's when the light's getting ready to break through. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Don't give up in your trial. Don't doubt God now. He is become my salvation. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to cut this off. I don't want to get into part 2 because I'll butcher it. I've got to get the whole idea over. If I don't get it all over one time, it won't go nowhere. Thank you, Lord. So, as she comes to the piano, what do you do when you're facing the impossible?
What do you do?
What do y'all do when you face the impossible? When you've come up against the hardest circumstance in your life, what do you do?
What do you do?
When it looks like there's no way through or around or over, and your enemy says you ain't going to make it. Have you been there?
Man.
You ain't gonna make it.
Come on, man.
Bless him, Lord.
You're stuck. You're in a rut. There ain't no going forward for you. There's nothing better for you. I feel God.
Bless him, Lord.
You're stuck right where you are. You made it this far, and you'll not get over this problem. It's the end for you. That's the voice of the enemy.
Oh God.
There'll be no victory for you. You're in a mess. And the devil tells you, I got you. Right where I want you right now. You belong to me. Oh, no, no, I don't. What do you do? Do you surrender? Do you give up? When you're in your hardest circumstances and trial, do you believe the howling voices of doubt from the enemy? And throw up your hands and quit and say, I'll just stay home. I won't go to church no more. No. I said 1,000 times no. I know where God's brought me from. And I know what he's done for me in my past. I know what I've seen and experienced. I know what I have felt. I've seen God's hand move before. I've tasted the sweet victories. I've sung and shouted his praises. I know what it's like to be brought out. I've been down to the bottom. Hallelujah. And I felt his lifting hand. I've made up my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. He is the God of my salvation. I'm going to hold on. And he's going to move for me. Hallelujah. Can you praise him here this morning? He's going to see me through. As she sings here tonight, let's find us a place to pray. Say, dear Jesus, the battle is on. The enemy hates me with a cruel hatred. He's throwing every dart that he can at me, every doubt, every fear. Oh, Lord, the mind battles. I need your help, Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to serve him. Hold on, it's going to get better.
Help will come tomorrow.
Love it.
If you give up today, to someone.
God's still in control. I said the Lord's still in control in this last day. It might look dark, but the Lord is with us.
The Lord is with us.